Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Raffner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Here with you for one more hour this evening. We get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to everybody on the free Odyssey app. People tuned in on your local affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody tuned in to a smart speaker. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, our producer, super producer, host, Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And thank you to everybody who's been locked in since the beginning of tonight's show. It's been a conclusion for quite a few things through the weekend. We got a few notes and news pieces throughout the day. And so tonight's show, if you missed it, you can hit rewind on the Odyssey app. We've talked about Rudy Gobert and what a disaster he's been here with the Timberwolves. I don't even know what's going through that guy's head. I guess he can look at his bank account and be happy with everything taking place. $205 million, not too shabby. But damn it, teammates don't like him. I guess Timberwolves fans don't like him. Donovan Mitchell didn't like him. Kyle Anderson didn't like him or doesn't like him. And then he was traded for 4 first-round picks and like almost 4 other NBA players, including someone named Malik Beasley, not doing too shabby right now for the Los Angeles Lakers. And so we talked about Rudy Gobert. Dallas Mavericks are being investigated for that gigantic, blatant tank job from this past Friday into the weekend. We talked about John Rahm, the Spaniard, coming through to win the Masters. We talked about Odell Beckham Jr. joining the Baltimore Ravens. I think just a matter of a formality before Lamar Jackson is back and he's throwing touchdowns to Odell. If both of them happen to be healthy, that is a massive if in and of itself. We talked about the WNBA draft tonight. Congratulations to Aaliyah Boston, becoming the first overall pick tonight, going to the Indiana Fever, coming from the South Carolina Gamecocks, led by Dawn Staley. And then we were in the weeds a little bit more about the NBA play-in, its matchups, the games that we have on Tuesday and Wednesday, and just looking at the reality that some of the teams might face moving forward. For Tuesday night, we have Atlanta getting ready to take on Miami. We have Minnesota and Los Angeles. And then on Wednesday, we come down another few rungs. Chicago will take on Toronto. OKC will take on New Orleans. And by the time we get to the weekend, we can finally hope and wait for some real basketball and what will take place. The phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we were talking about one of the matchups that is currently set, with Game 1 beginning on Saturday night, primetime. The Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors. The Sacramento Kings in the playoffs for the first time since 2006. We know the Golden State Warriors are your defending champions. Over the past few weeks, the Warriors have had an opportunity and a chance to get healthy. You know, it seems that over the past several months, Klay Thompson has hit his stride. Steph Curry is back as well. Andrew Wiggins returning from the sickness or issue with his dad. And then even Gary Payton Jr. has been able to come on and, you know, try to get back into the swing of things over the past few weeks. And so the Sacramento Kings, they're the young upstart. You know, I mentioned this briefly right before the break and went back and said it earlier on in the show as well. The Kings should be absolutely thrilled with where they are and what they've accomplished so far this season. I don't know where the year ends. I'm not expecting the Kings to be doormats here against the Golden State Warriors. I expect them to put up a fight. But ultimately, the Kings don't play defense. There are a couple of things here that they do not have. That is experience from a veteran standpoint. They do not play any defense. And I'm concerned with their depth. The Golden State Warriors have been there, done that, and seen it. And it should be close in certain instances. I don't think the Kings are going to get swept here. But I do look at this series and say, if the Warriors lose, it's because they lost. Not because Sacramento went out there and just ran them out of a gym, either one. And so this series is going to start in Sacramento on Saturday night. And the Kings are certainly on their way to just improving as a team. They still got more work to do moving on into the future. But this season, a success for the Kings. 855-212-4CBS. George is calling from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, George?
Hey, JR. How's it going?
It's going very well, man. What's on your mind?
Listen, I listen to your show all the time. I appreciate all of your insight. And I'm talking a little bit of Miami Heat basketball right now. I know that we've had an up and down season. You can justify it a lot of ways, but it really doesn't matter at this point of the season. But I want to just talk about my man, Jimmy Butler. This is a dude that brings it when the lights are on, when the heat's on. And, I know you're in Atlanta, but you know that you're not going anywhere. That man's going to bring it tomorrow night. And I know that we're going to be big-time underdogs against Boston afterwards. But I'm telling you that Boston should not be happy that they're going to be facing the Miami Heat.
The Miami Heat, you're damn right. The Atlanta Hawks are going nowhere. And I'm not giving the Miami Heat too much more of a shot or a fight to do anything outside of that they're competitive. You're correct. No one wants to face them because they're not going to go out there and just be pushovers. They're going to be physical. They're going to be aggressive. They're going to play defense. But they don't have enough offensive firepower. That's what it boils down to for Miami. I look at the Heat. And I don't think about them now because ain't a damn thing happening now. Kyle Lowry coming in and never really playing basketball doesn't help them. I look at the Miami Heat and I say to myself, who is the next star that joins Miami over the next several years that brings them back to legitimate championship contention? I know about the battles with the Celtics and we all know about going into the bubble, et cetera. But come on, you can't be overly if the most you can say about the Heat is we gonna battle and we gonna fight, well, I just gotta go, yeah, that's nice, but they ain't gonna win you anything when it's all said and done.
JR, let me remind you last year, let me remind you of a team that had Jimmy Butler make the decision, unfortunately, and listen, I love the dude, but he made a decision to take a three when he should have just taken that thing to the hole. And we'd be looking at a team that would have made it to the finals last year.
You don't have to remind me. I'm well aware. I'm looking at this year. And when I take a look at the other teams in the East, I look at the Miami Heat as a veteran team that will go out and compete and be a pain in the ass. But then I look at a team that I see taking on, I don't know, maybe Milwaukee or Philly at some point, and it ain't going to be easy. I look at championships and, like, real title contenders. I don't see the Miami Heat in that category.
Well, listen, this year they haven't shown that up until this point, but I'm telling you that the Jimmy Butler-led Heat is a different team in the playoffs. It's all I want to tell you.
Okay.
And I know that there are not a lot of people that are thinking that the Heat can do anything, because you're absolutely right in saying that this year they've been inconsistent. By the way, Lowry, I think, has been, unfortunately, a liability. I don't know why they've stuck with him.
He's heavy. He's old. He's kind of washed up in that regard. Hey, George, I want to let you go, but this is my final thing. Do you look at the Miami Heat as championship contenders?
Listen, the East is too strong, and I'm not worried about Philly, but I don't know who's going to do anything with Milwaukee, by the way.
Well,
Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised that we get past Boston. And if we get past Boston, all I'm saying is that we're there. You know what I mean? We're there.
But you didn't answer me. It's a yes or no question. Do you today see the Miami Heat as championship contenders? Yes or no?
No, JR. I don't.
Okay.
I don't. They're missing a piece.
Yeah, so we're in agreement. That's it.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
We are. And
right.
I always appreciate you calling it the way that it is. I just wanted to tell you that the Heat, I think, can show a lot more in the playoffs just by getting in this year than what they've shown in the season. That's all it is. It's not just being a homer.
No, I agree. It changes. Things change. And thank you, George, for calling from Miami. Things change in the postseason. So I'm not all that concerned about what anybody did against whoever they did in the regular season. It's a long season. Teams change. Rosters change. Injuries certainly have an effect on a lot of what we witness and see. I give them the benefit of the doubt. But all things considered, I look at them and go, okay, when does the clock strike 12? That's it. 855-212-4CBS. Josh is calling from Washington State. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Josh?
I want to respond, first of all, to that last call. I'd be surprised if the Heat win one game against the Celtics, because I personally think the Celtics are the best team in the East. That's just what I wanted to say real fast. Mainly, I wanted to point to you saying that the Suns are going to blow past the Clippers, and I know I'm a little bit biased because
I don't think I said blow by the Clippers. I'm kind of sure I didn't say that. I believe
you said it was
a warm-up for them.
Right.
That's what I said.
Well, what do you mean by a warm-up? Because me personally, I don't think it's going to be easy for them. I feel like 2 years ago without Kawhi, and I get without Paul George, that it is easier for the Suns, but the Clippers have Kawhi. That's the only, like, really positives I see for them. I do see goodness in Norman Powell. I see Russell Westbrook's improvement. I don't see, domination. I think the Clippers, out of any team, and I expect the Suns to probably win the series, but I expect it in a game seven. I don't see it being easy for them at all.
That's why I call it a warm-up. I have no – and this goes beyond – them taking on the Phoenix Suns.
Right.
And this is just the Clippers flattened period. If they had to beat Phoenix, then so be it. Phoenix has been slapped together here with limited time to play with each other, all three of them guys together. And so I look at the Clippers, and I'm thinking about who's going to go out there and win the title. And the Clippers would have to go on one hell of a run here with Russell Westbrook as their QB. Or not their QB, their point guard, and Kawhi Leonard as the main player, to do some damage here. And so I don't want to say this is lost, but it's just looking at the Clippers and going, okay, how far can y'all go? Like, can you go far to a championship, knowing that Paul George hyperextended his knee a few weeks ago, and all things considered, we probably will not see him back the rest of the season. Like, I can sit here and tell you about Norman Powell and his numbers and Eric Gordon just jacking up shots. And I can tell you all that until I'm blue in the face and running out of breath. But I look at the Clippers here and I just go, okay, how far are y'all going to go? The Suns, I think they have a little bit more runway towards a championship if they're healthy. That's if. Health really boils down is the main key for the majority of these teams anyway, because sometimes it only takes one twist of an ankle, you know, one landing on a rebound, and the complexion of the playoffs has changed completely. I don't want to predict that will happen, but I'm sure at some point somebody somewhere amongst all the teams involved, somebody's going to be hurt, and it's going to change the trajectory of a series or a game. And so the Clippers, that's already been the case for them. So, yeah, they're going to be out there with the Suns, but the Suns, I would expect the Suns to win and beat them.
I agree with that point, because I've watched the Clippers, you know, a long time being a fan, and you can't expect much. Like, how far are these guys going to go? Somebody's going to get injured. They're going to blow another 3-1 lead. That's a very fair point. Thank you, JR, man. You have a blessed night now.
Thank you, Josh. You too. And when I say warm up, it's not so much about, oh, this is going to be a walk in a park through the Clippers. But when you think about a team that's just been slapped together, they're going to get thrown into the fire. And if the Phoenix Suns are going to compete for a championship, the Clippers is going to be there for them to warm up. That's the warm up. That's it. You getting slapped right into the fire, and welcome. It's one thing to play these games at the end of the season and go, oh, well, now we got Durant back, and now Durant is sitting, and Booker and Chris Paul is sitting out. Well, now you've got to play real games together. And I'll give them the benefit of the doubt of actually being smart basketball players. It's like Kevin Durant can be out for 2 years and just wake up and roll out onto the court, and it's going to be one of the most just efficient guys, one of the most efficient jump shooters and players and scorers that you'll ever see. Like, basketball is too easy for Kevin Durant. But this should be a fun matchup. That's why I said every matchup in the West, it's going to be pretty fun to watch. You don't think Russell Westbrook has a little bit of animus still with Durant and them going back and forth? It should be fun. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll get some more of your calls here on the NBA, the play-in, the playoffs. And then I do want to show some love. This is going to sound crazy. We're going to show some love to the Tampa Bay Rays. And then we're also going to show love to the Boston Bruins. Things are crazy right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. More when we come back on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do want to say I've never called in. I love listening to you. I've been listening for years, and man, your show and what you say is just beautiful.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Amongst all of this NBA play-in and playoff talk, Stanley Cup playoffs are going to get underway. April 17th, the playoffs will begin for the NHL. In this season, right now, and the season's not done yet, by the way, there's been a record set. The Boston Bruins have basically run end-to-end here throughout the entire season, being at the top of the standings. On Sunday, the Boston Bruins beat the Philadelphia Flyers 5-3. They now have the single season record in NHL history with 63 wins. They have two more games left. They're going to play at home against the Capitals. And on Thursday, they're going to take on Montreal on the road. And I want you to listen to this. This is a historical call. 63 wins. This is the Bruins coming out on top. Sunday, Bruins Radio Network.
The puck sent wide. Konechny knocked down. Stick handles and looks with five. Nosek wedged it to the near side. They have shattered the record. The Boston Bruins have notched their 63rd win of the season. That's the new standard in National Hockey League history.
And don't say I never spoke about hockey, okay? And also, by the way, that's on the professional level. If we go down to college, for all the talk that we had about the Final Four, did anybody realize that the Frozen Four was going on over the weekend? There was a lot. I mentioned this on Friday. We had Minnesota and Boston, Quinnipiac beating Michigan, and then Quinnipiac beat Minnesota 3-2 in overtime. But here's the deal. There was so much going on. Maybe people were fatigued. Women's Final Four, men's Final Four. It's on the basketball side. We are basically moving towards the conclusion of the NBA season, which is concluded as of yesterday, Sunday. We had the Masters over the weekend as well. And then we had this. It was a good game. It went down into overtime. Listen to the final call here, courtesy of Westwood One.
Lead pass into the attacking zone. Sam Lipkin backhands it out front. Dancing shot. Score! Overtime game winner! 10 seconds into overtime! Quillen wins the national championship for Quinnipiac! Quinnipiac wins its first national title and he is mobbed on the ice by his teammates! Sticks, helmets, and gloves littering the ice. Lipkin, the backhander from the near half boards, out front, dancing through the goal crease, backhanded in by Jacob Quillen. Just 10 seconds into OT, and the Quinnipiac Bobcats with their first ever national title. A surreal moment and the moment of a lifetime for Quillen.
Oh, that's nice. You know what? I'm in a good mood. Let's hear from another winner, John Rahm. He came back to knock off Brooks Koepka, held over Phil Mickelson. Rory McIlroy, you know, he stunk. He ain't make it. Tiger Woods had to pull out. And so let's listen to the man who won the Masters. It's John Rahm.
Obviously, we all dream of things like this as players, and you try to visualize what it's going to be like and what it's going to feel like. When I hit that third shot on the green, and I could tell it was close by the crowd's reaction, just the wave of emotion of so many things just overtook me. Never thought I was going to cry by winning a golf tournament, but I got very close on that 18th hole.
Oh, that's sweet. I'm feeling all the emotions. Someone else probably tonight feeling a lot of emotions is a dream come true for this young lady. Aaliyah Boston. South Carolina, selected number one overall in the WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever. Here, take a listen. This is on ESPN.
With the first pick in the 2023 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Aaliyah Boston, University of South Carolina.
Yeah, I hear that music, and it's important. Somebody's life is changing when that music comes on. Congratulations to Aaliyah Boston. So Aaliyah Boston selected number one overall by the Indiana Fever. Quinnipiac winning the Frozen Four, their first championship. John Rahm going ahead and winning his first Masters. And so everything isn't about the losers in the play-in tournament. Actually, some positivity here. And then also, not everything is about a Rudy Gobert trying to punch his own damn guy. I don't know if he was angry. He probably could have hit Kyle Anderson in the face if he wanted to. Probably. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Rob is here from Boston, home of the Bruins. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Rob.
What's going on, JR? How are you doing tonight?
Very well. What's on your mind?
I don't mean to be disrespectful, but that Heat fan who was two callers ago, the Celtics are not going to let a team that is ranked pretty much 25th and above in all offensive stats. Like they're not going to let them win a game, and if they do, it's because they're playing with their food. There is no way that the Heat are going to do anything. And we don't even know if the Heat are going to make it past the Hawks. I just don't know.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you there. I'm not going to go as far to say if they do advance that they will not win a game. But I can tell you this, man. I think that the Celtics will win out. I wouldn't worry about that too much.
Yeah, and before I go, go Bruins. They're bringing the cup home.
But thank you, Rob, for he didn't sound too enthusiastic about the Bruins. He's like, oh, yeah, go Bruins. Just bring the cup home. Okay. Sure, fine. Rich is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rich?
Hey, good evening, JR.
What's up?
Well, I wanted your opinion on something that I've found really highly annoying and kind of getting worse. And I was telling Shep this when I talked about the topic is, tanking in the NBA is becoming really annoying. And I guess my question is, what can be done, if anything, about it? Because there's two ways to do this. One.
Oh, that's terrible. It's Shep, what happened to that guy?
Apparently his phone tanked.
Oh, my. I haven't heard that. I don't think I've heard that noise come from a phone. And I don't want to say ever.
Man.
Maybe 20 years.
And the shame of it is, Rich puts so much thought and preparation into these calls. I have a feeling he'll call back.
Maybe he should put some thought and stuff into the phone.
To his provider.
It sounds like somebody cut the – I mean, I know he's probably
–
Think he's calling from a cell phone or a landline?
He's old school, landline.
It sounds like somebody cut the Y outside his house.
Well, what it sounds like is like the heart monitor in the hospital when it goes kaput.
Right. Touche.
Thank you.
Touche. All right. Well, better luck when we can talk to him next, I guess.
Hopefully, that's not the Heat against the Celtics in a first round matchup.
What, flatlining?
Yeah.
Well. By the way, the Celtics. I can't get over this. Jaylen Brown cut himself watering his plants, right?
Oh,
picking
God.
Up glass from the vase that he broke while watering his plants. Okay. All right.
Well
Shep, that's going to be me tomorrow. Okay, just FYI.
Let's put it this way. At least he's doing something that's environmental. He's not fracturing his hand by punching a wall. Hi, Jaden McDaniels, your boy.
If I take a day off tomorrow, it's because I also injured myself watering my plants.
You don't take a lot of days off. I ain't complaining. No one wants you to take days off.
Should I take off? Should I come up? I need better excuses. What do I need here?
No, you're the Michael Jordan of radio in multiple aspects.
What?
One is we all know the talent, but two, you believe in showing up to work every single day. You have the mindset of someone for the first time is listening to you that may have never turned on a radio before in their life. And that was the attitude of MJ, and it's respectable.
Okay. All right. For all of that, I'll just slip and fall on a patch of ice. There ain't no ice.
Please don't.
I saw a video of a guy jump in front of a car the other day, so.
This doesn't get enough recognition. You remember the time Kobe jumped in front of a Maserati and he jumped over it?
Wasn't that a computer graphic engineered on YouTube like 20 years ago?
Listen,
fake.
Dexter Henry even said in my era it was fake. That was not fake. That's the Mamba. He could do whatever he set his mind to.
Oh, I was going to ask, Dexter, you remember that? Was it a Maserati he jumped over?
A Maserati he jumped over, and that was not real. And I'm mad you're out here trying to give more credit to the Mamba, rest in peace, than is needed. That's all
I'm
saying.
Was that for Adidas, Dex? Is that what that was for? It was Adidas, right?
Yo, I don't remember. I actually really don't remember who it was for. I do not remember.
Because Kobe went through a variety. Well, he was Nike, and then he went to he did Adidas for a minute. I think he started Adidas and then Nike.
Started with Adidas, then Nike. You're correct.
Right. And then he pretty much closed out. Yeah. We can give Kobe Bryant credit. You don't need that much credit. Hey, Dex, what do you think about these Lakers, man?
So I heard somebody else was at – they called. I think it was in the last hour. They were asking you about, what you think about them. Look – I'm not going to jump out the window and say they could win the West, and the West has been lackluster this year, but Could they win a round? Could they give the Grizzlies a scare? Yeah, I think that's possible. I don't think it's crazy because, but here's the thing. Am I going to bank on AD and LeBron being healthy? I'm not willing to do that right now. You know what I mean? I haven't seen that. I haven't seen those guys consistently be healthy. And then you're asking them to be healthy for a couple of months. Yeah, I think that's a lot. I think that's a lot.
Hey, you can bet on anything right now in the world of sports. There has to be a bet somewhere. How long does it take before Anthony Davis is on the ground just grabbing a knee or an ankle? Like, that, the image is ingrained in my – I saw Anthony Davis playing a video game, and then he's playing himself in a video game, and he got hurt. And all Anthony Davis could do was laugh that, oh, my God, even in a video game, I'm injured. It's just he's a tough watch, man. If he could actually ever stay healthy, he'd be, like, one of the greatest forwards ever. I know he's on the list, the 75, whatever, but he'd have a much better reputation if he weren't based in a hospital. But
he should just pretend it's a bubble. He'll be fine if he does that.
Need to put him in a bubble, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, he needs to be put in a bubble. Good luck. I don't think the travel is helping him. Maybe he needs to stretch out on the plane a little bit more. Good luck to the Los Angeles Lakers, whatever they do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'll get to more of your calls on the other side before we roll out. Also want to show love. Since we're being positive, there's a team in Tampa that is just winning and winning and winning and winning some more. It's the Rays. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Speaking about you personally, I think you're terrific. I really do. I'm a devotee of sports radio, 70 years old. All over the country, I've listened to a lot of them, and you're right up there. You really do a great job. I appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Man, it's been a busy night. What else is new? You come in off the weekend and everything from a Frozen Four to a Masters. We got Rudy Gobert punching his teammates, and now he'll be suspended for the play-in. We have the WNBA draft take place tonight. You got the Mavs. The Dallas Mavericks are being investigated. Odell Beckham Jr. going to the Baltimore Ravens. Now we just have to wait and see, you know, what takes place with Lamar Jackson. They were celebrating on Sunday, and so I would think Lamar Jackson was involved. It was reported that he was involved in recruiting Odell, and so we just have to see. We got a lot of callers in. I want to make sure I can chat with as many people as possible before we roll out. Let's roll to the phone lines. It's 855-212-4CBS, and then I'm going to tell you about the Tampa Bay Rays. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you about it now. They are 10-0. They have started the season without a loss. And tonight, they beat the Boston Red Sox 1-0. I mean, you can do the math here. Tampa Bay Rays, one of the best ERAs in baseball right now. Not letting anybody go out there and score, even winning a close one. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Barry. He's calling from Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Barry?
Hey, how are you, J.R.?
I'm terrific. What's up?
Well, I called to talk about the Frozen Four, but while you're on the Red Sox in Tampa Bay, Tampa Bay is unbelievable. They are like a prodigy. They pay nothing. They have nobody in the stands, and they beat the Red Sox. They're unbelievable.
Yeah, and it seems that
compared to the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Red Sox paying their money.
The Tampa Bay Rays have found out how to just rip up any type of formula with spending. They bring in prospects, they bring them up, and they just wash, rinse, and repeat every bunch of years. And here they are, just amazing again. Yeah,
it's true. So anyway, when I say the word Quinnipiac, what does somebody from Georgia or Florida or Texas say?
Well, I'm actually from New York, so you telling me about Quinnipiac is just me getting on the hutch and driving up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, most people, I would think, across the country would say, who? What? Where?
Sure.
So, yeah. Anyway, my son's hockey coach played at Quinnipiac, so needless to say, you know who I was cheering for. I mean, they're not Michigan. They're not LSU. They're not Minnesota when it comes to hockey, or BU, or Boston University, or Boston College. You know, Quinnipiac is out of their mind to win the championship in overtime. That was an unbelievable game. And I'm so glad that you're talking about hockey, because I know I'm not ignorant.
Yeah, America doesn't care. You're correct.
Yeah, America doesn't care. Half of the country plays hockey. The other half, they don't care. So to, you know, where the redheaded stepchild, that's my number one sport is hockey. I love everything else. I watch the Celtics, the Red Sox, the Bruins, everything. But and of course the Patriots. But the thing is, Quinnipiac is just going through the roof right now because they won the championship.
Hey, well, Connecticut is on the map. I mean, we saw what happened with UConn. Now on the hockey side, mm-hmm. Quinnipiac, so not too shabby. Mm-hmm. Hey, Barry, I appreciate you, man.
All right, brother.
All right, take
care. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Barry, for calling from Boston. Yeah, it's dominating on the college side. Ed is here from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ed? Okay, Ed is not here. Oh, this guy's back. Rich from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rich?
Hey, I apologize. I don't know what happened to my phone, but
I didn't do it, but here you are. You're back.
I'm back. Look, I wanted your opinion. I know you're short on time, but what can be done? You're very knowledgeable about the NBA. What can be done to try to kill tanking? It's all over the place. It's not just Dallas. What's your idea how to fix it?
Nothing. I'm not being in. I can't say that word on the radio. The answer is nothing, Rich. Like, there is nothing that's going to curtail or stop tanking. Nothing ever. Like, we can go every 3 or 4 years. We can go every CBA. You can go every 5 to 6 years. The answer is nothing. There's always going to be a team that figures out a way to circumvent a system. I mean, part of implementing the play-in, or at least having it permanently now, is to keep teams engaged all the way through to the end of the season. And we just saw the Dallas Mavericks basically say, screw all that crap. We want our draft pick. And so there's always going to be a team. There's always going to be some type of exception that bucks the trend. And it's like technology. Like, you got to keep up. And the minute that somebody solves one thing, it's going to be something new. And it's going to be something else. And so I think we're going to see similar here in the NBA. I don't think you will ever slow or stop tanking. We see it in the NFL as well. We see it everywhere. Baseball. It's a part of sports, regardless of how much we don't like it. It's there. It's not going anywhere.
I just think it cheats the fans.
You are correct. Please, the NBA would gladly tell you about how many people tuned in and watched from this past season. I agree with you. The fans get cheated. I don't care what league, what team. The fans end up on the short end of the stick when the talent isn't out there performing. You watch the sports. I'm watching. We're talking about it. They got plenty of games where people are interested. And as long as people watch and care, it doesn't matter now too much, does it?
Well, the NBA, though, even if you do cheat and tank, you still have to go into the lottery, unlike football. They actually get rewarded in football. It only gets you in the lottery. That doesn't guarantee Dallas is going to get who they want anyway.
No, it doesn't. But you know what? Having a 14% chance of I don't know, you might have 3 or 4 dudes at the top of the draft. You feel good about that. It's better to ask the Dallas Mavericks. They felt much more comfortable having their draft pick at potentially number 10 rather than, hey, let's just go play for the playoffs. Think about that. Forgetting number one. And thank you, Rich, for calling from Chicago. Forget having number one. or competing for slot number one, two, or three. The Dallas Mavericks were competing or not competing just so they could hold on to a draft pick, give or take 10 or less. That's not even number one. It's not like they woke up and said, man, if we lose these last two games, we're going to end up with Victor Wembanyama. No. And that makes it even more sickening. Ralph is here from Miami. Go ahead. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, JR. Thanks for having me on your show. I have a quick question for you. And regarding to the Celtics, basically, I understand when it comes to the reality to the situation, yes, the Heat is going to lose because the reality, yes, they don't have too many to beat the Boston Celtics. But to say they're going to get like a beatdown, I don't agree with that. Because right now the Heat play defense, and when they play the Boston Celtics, that's the team that helped them score less than those 130 points they'd be scoring on every team that don't play defense. But as far as those two teams, Milwaukee and Celtics, who do you feel has the best chance? And one last thing to you, I also am watching hockey because I'm watching the Panthers also too. So okay. I'm hoping that they get the last seed, to be honest with you, for the play-in tournament. So, but as far as the Boston Celtics,
Let me answer, Ralph. I got to shut up soon, so I want to make sure I get your answer in here. I would say let Miami and Atlanta play each other first and let's see what happens. And then I got the Boston Celtics winning regardless. I mean, how about we just put it there? I think Miami's going to have to go through another offseason and think about where they get points from. They're going to have to think about their future. They're going to have to think about who they pull in that can help push them over the edge. I think we've seen – I know Jimmy Butler plays his ass off. I think we've seen the best of Jimmy Butler. And thank you so much, Ralph, for calling from Miami. And thank you for everybody for listening, okay? I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's been a busy night. Odell, Rudy Gobert, the NBA, the NHL, the Frozen Four, WNBA. And when we come back tomorrow, we'll actually have the play-in games taking place. Yeah, it's like the worst of the best losers. The game should be fun, right? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We are done. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Y'all have a great night, a great evening. Be safe, be well, be cool. But don't go anywhere here on CBS Sports Radio because Rich Herrera is coming up next.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations. Dr. Christine Moutier of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention talks about the daily change of emotions and mental wellness.
Yeah, mental health and emotions are extremely dynamic, meaning they change. That's the most remarkable thing, to start to see crisis moments become less and less intense or less frequent.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing. Help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.